architects of the Ponzi scheme awarded themselves and their friends with millions of dollars. At the time, they told thousands of investors that their accounts had been a composite value that grew about $20 billion to $65 billion. The allegations are listed in the latest indictment against the five ex-Madoff officers. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is forcing a local transit system to accept a pro-Israel ad that refers to Muslim radicals as savages. The metro system had delayed putting up the ads because of the outrage against the anti-Islam video produced in the United States. The New York City subway also was ordered by a court to put up similar ads. We'll be back with more news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
Ever notice some folks just seem accident prone? Everything seems to happen to them.
Here's the perfect place to park our new car. Oops!
Things happen in life, but more things happen to them.
Okay, kids, here comes a long fly ball.
But one of the best things that can happen is a talk with your independent insurance agent. An independent agent represents many companies, not just one, so they can get you the right coverage at the right price. And hometown service the other guys just can't match. For life, health, home, or auto, talk to your independent agent, because things happen. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
Local service means local people you know. This is Dan Romzik. We have been insuring Thumb Area residents since 1959. Let's see if we can save you money. For a free quote, contact Romzik's Farmington Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382.
Back now for a look at our local news. A member of Congress from Michigan says that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will not meet a legal deadline for completing a plan to preventing Asian carp from invading the Great Lakes. Representative Dave Camp said Friday that the Corps had notified him of its decision. He said that he plans to hold the Corps accountable. President Barack Obama signed legislation in July, sponsored by Camp and Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, that ordered the Corps to craft a plan for blocking Asian carp's path into the Great Lakes through Chicago waterways and other possible entry points. The law set a deadline of January 2014 for finishing the plan. Camp says that the Corps intends only to release its list of options, which he called unacceptable. Corps officials didn't immediately return messages seeking comment. An Oliver Township accident Wednesday afternoon sent two people to Schurr Hospital of Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's deputies say that the accident occurred on Richardson and Crone Roads. 60-year-old Cheryl Lynn Steinman of Pigeon had been eastbound. The southbound vehicle, driven by 62-year-old Lisa Marie Gutierrez of Pembroke Pines, Florida, was cited for failure to yield, and the two vehicles collided at the intersection. Gutierrez told deputies that she didn't see the eastbound vehicle. After colliding, both entered the south side ditch, with the Steinman vehicle coming to a rest on its top. Steinman's passenger, 61-year-old Lee Edwin Steinman of Pigeon, was hurt, and both were taken to Schurr Hospital by ambulance. Gutierrez wasn't hurt in the accident at 3:33 on Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back with more news after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
At Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we know you're in farming for the long haul. Your history is measured not just in years, but in droughts and floods. At Thumb National, we understand because we've been there with our customers and our community through the good times and the tough ones for over 100 years. Whether you're planning for next year or the next generation, give us a call, because at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're here for the long haul too. I'm Mark Stackel, ag lender for Thumb National Bank. Stop by any of our Thumb National locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, or our two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Back now for more news on WLEW. Michigan health officials are reporting six cases of fungal meningitis linked to injections of recalled back pain medication. St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor spokesman Kevin DeCola says that six cases are being treated at that hospital. In all, there are 47 cases in seven states, with five deaths. Tennessee, Virginia, Maryland, Florida, North Carolina, and Indiana had previously reported cases. The Michigan Department of Community Health expects the number of cases to rise. The MDCH says that four facilities in the state that received a shipment of the medication involved in the investigation are Michigan Neurosurgical Institute of Grand Blanc, Michigan Pain Specialists in Brighton, Neuromuscular and Rehabilitation in Traverse City, and Southeast Michigan Surgical Hospital in Warren. People who got the shots between July and September could be at risk. The former director of West Michigan Charter School faces multiple felony charges after authorities say that she falsified records. The state attorney general's office says that they've charged Barbara Stellard with 10 felony and high court misdemeanor counts that stem from reports filed in 2008. According to the Muskegon Chronicle, an arrest warrant indicates that while Stellard was an officer or employee of Waypoint Academy, she did willfully falsify a record having a bearing on school aid. State aid is based on a school's number of students. Stellard's lawyer, Terry J. Nolan, said Friday that his client has an impeccable reputation in this community and absolutely proclaims her innocence. The 58-year-old Stellard was arraigned on Thursday. She faces an October 17th preliminary examination in Muskegon. Mayor Dave Bing plans on Monday to publicly address issues surrounding his suspension of Ralph Godbey following claims that the city's police chief was involved in a relationship with a subordinate. Bing says in a release on Friday that since Godbey is a mayoral appointee, he will conduct his own independent investigation to determine the validity of any allegations or personal misconduct. Godbey was suspended on Tuesday after a lawyer for Internal Affairs Officer Angelo Robinson revealed that the two had been involved in a sexual relationship. David Robinson says that his client posted a photo of herself on Twitter with a gun in her mouth after learning that Godbey was at a conference with another woman. He says that Godbey had other officers put Angelo Robinson under surveillance. Godbey has not publicly commented on the claims. We'll be back with more news after this.
It's the autumn season and prices are falling on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. With many vehicles on hand at any given time and all are 101-point quality seal inspected.
We have all kinds of cars and trucks to sell. Here are some we have in stock.
There's great gas mileage with a 2008 Chevy Malibu LT. Has 49,000 miles on a four-cylinder engine. Leather seats and fully loaded to go for $13,980. Or a 2005 Pontiac Grand Prix. Has 71,000 miles, moonroof, leather interior, and fully loaded. Priced at $9,880. Or a 2008 Saturn Outlook. Fits seven passengers. Front-wheel drive and fully loaded to go for $20,980. Al Hansen can also do minor, major repair and maintenance services.
They all come with warranties up to 18,000 miles. So come in, look around, and see if there's something you might like. I promise, I will give you a deal that you can't turn down.
See more vehicles and full repair shop services on the website, alhansonmotors.com. The best deals on wheels are at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
Budget cuts may be coming in Lansing as the city is projected to have an $11 million deficit in the next fiscal year. The Lansing State Journal reports that $3.7 million decline in property tax revenue and $5 million increases in pension costs, health care, and wages partly are responsible for the budget shortfall. General fund income is expected to drop from $112 million to $109 million. Costs could rise to $120 million. Mayor Virg Bernardo has said that everything was on the table when it comes to budget cuts. The number of city workers has been cut over the past few years. Bruno has created an independent financial health team to review Lansing's finances and come up with a budget suggestion. A homeless man in West Michigan is being treated for burns after being set on fire. Courtney Lister tells MLive.com for a story Friday that he suspects someone sprayed him on August 30th with lighter fluid and then set his legs ablaze. The 48-year-old unemployed handyman says that he fell asleep and woke up to find his lap on fire. He tried to put out the flames and doesn't know how he got to the hospital. Lister suffered third-degree burns and has spent a month at a local hospital. 9 skin grafts have been performed and doctors worry about infections. No arrests have been made. Lister says that a few nights before he was set on fire, he woke up to find a group of teenagers trying to steal his backpack. Legislation may be considered a lame duck session of the Michigan House to provide enhanced safety lighting at stopped school buses. State Representative Holly Hughes says that the bills were inspired by an accident last year near Coopersville that claimed the